Now, there's a big show coming up at the university. It's called The Filter Live, and it features lots of people. And we are blessed today with having in the studio a special guest, the two, would you call yourself producers of The Filter? Or the conceivers? Or
I think producers.
Co-producers,
yeah.
Would you like to introduce yourselves, gentlemen?
Well, I'm Andy Cook.
And I'm Matt Stent.
And we're the producers.
You're the producers. So tell us about The Filter. We've been seeing publicity all over the place. Most recently, the invitation of a really good act to come and join in.
Yes, we got All The Fires, who are obviously sort of, you know much more about, Simon, but they're a good, fun local band that we're really psyched to have on the show, aren't we, Matt?
We are incredibly psyched to have them on the show.
Yes. So tell us about the background. What was the build-up? How did this idea come to be? And tell us what it is and you know, then take us up to when people can see it and how much it'll cost.
We first started talking about it in July, I think, to do a studio project for our final project. Just out of love of the old music entertainment programs that you don't seem to get anymore.
It's like most things, really. We were having a lovely curry, as you do when a lot of creative ideas are formed. And we just sort of realised that we wanted to have the sort of live show that used to be popular sort of in the 80s and 90s, such as The Tube, TFI Friday, that sort of thing that had a
great
certain
shows,
feel
yeah.
to it.
Mm-hmm.
And so we just sort of wanted to recreate / reinvent that sort of show. And we thought it was possible in Cornwall with all the people we've got here at the uni. Not here at the uni, the uni's over there. Around at the uni, we thought it was possible to put a team together and make this show.
And indeed, you're well underway on that, aren't you? Because you managed to put a team together, have you?
We have indeed. We've got a crew of about 30 plus, would you say, Matt?
40 people, it's approaching, yes.
It's approaching 40 people.
All walks of life as well, I believe.
Indeed, some are from the course, some are someone like you, Simon, who will be gaffering on the show.
Yeah, I'm in charge of the gaffer tape, yeah.
So, yeah, we've got a great sort of range of people, and it's technically it's an interdisciplinary project, which basically means we take lots of disciplines from the uni and sort of push them together to make this big community thing. We've obviously got other people from outside as well helping out, and we believe it's the biggest collaborative project of this type to ever be undertaken, so it's a little ambitious.
And being a big project like that, there's probably only one place down at the University of Falmouth that it would fit in, and that is?
Well, that's the new Performance Centre, Studio A officially. It was built last year, I think it was. And yeah, it's amazing. It seats 270 people, I think it is. And it's just a wonderful place to do it. You've got levels, it's... and of course, we can invite 200 people to come and watch the show.
Now, people can come along to the show. What can they expect for the evening? Because you're not actually doing a live TV show, are you? You're going to put it together as a... Is it going to be sort of for later broadcast?
That's it. We'll be editing it together for later broadcast. What they can expect is a whole wealth of diverse stuff, from music to comedy to sort of old-fashioned cabaret, in a sense. Matt, how would you sort of...
Well, we've got Headlove and Pestman, who... do various gigs around the place. I did The Night Is Red. Taylor Glenn, who played last month's Mirth Control at the Poly. She was the opening act.
She's a wonderful, sarcastic sort of comedian. She's going to be in our section Speaker's Corner, where she sort of moans about various bits and pieces. We're really excited to have her on board.
Mm-hmm.
And, we're also going to be having some sort of improv comedy, which we can't talk too much about yet, but there's quite a few key people in Falmouth all moving together to put that.
Yeah, that sounds interesting.
Which should be good fun.
And who's your host for the night?
Our host for the night is Offie O'Burton. He's a young creative music student, and we're currently looking for another presenter as well to basically work with him. But he's going to be hosting it, and it's going to be a whole lot of fun.
Now, he's the young guy who does the interviews, isn't he? Because, of course, you're the guys who make up the videos of Mirth Control, aren't you? Which can be seen. Are they available now publicly on the web?
Yes, if you go to thefilter.co.uk and click on comedy, I think it's down on the bottom, you can watch some of the highlights of the Mirth Control evenings that happen at the Poly, which we've enjoyed filming. It's been great fun and a good sort of introduction to this sort of thing.
And just to follow up from those, people who are interested in that Mirth Control, the next one, I believe, is this Thursday, isn't it?
Yes, it will be.
Yeah, very great. Okay, so let's have a recap then on what to expect that night. Can you give us the dates and times and, more importantly, the ticket prices? Because there is an emphasis that is only 200 seats, isn't there?
There is. I think Matt's a lot more concise on this issue, so I'm going to give him the floor.
Very concise.
All yours, Matt.
It's the 7th of May, which is a Saturday night, a week after Royal Wedding, if you're recovered from that yet.